There's an important anniversary coming up for the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Saturday is 5 years since the Chinese government decided against fully democratic elections in the territory. Today, authorities in Hong Kong arrested dozens of pro-democracy activists, among them Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow. Here's Chow speaking after she was released on bail.
We can see very clearly that the regime and the Hong Kong government is trying to create a white terror to try to scare Hong Kong people to not to participate in the social movement and in the democratic movement in the future. But we Hong Kong people won't give up and won't be scared by these white terror and injustice.
The Hong Kong government has denied permission for another large protest tomorrow. Wilson Leung is a Hong Kong attorney and founder of the Progressive Lawyers Group. He doubts that arresting a few prominent activists is going to do much.
I think that's quite doubtful because the protests now are quite leaderless in the sense that they don't depend on any prominent figures. They're not led by any well-known organizations. So if the government's plan is to cut off the heads of these protests, then this is an extremely bad way to do it.
Give us a sense of who Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow are in relation to these protests.
Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow, they were two of the prominent leaders in the 2014 protests, the Umbrella Movement, and they really came to prominence as leading figures in that protest. And both of them have been active in the pro-democracy camp since. But in the current protests, there actually have not been any leading figures or, leading organizations who are at the forefront. You know, a lot of it is leaderless, done in small groups, done on forums and messaging apps. So they're sort of inspirational or spiritual kind of figures. They're there and they're definitely well known. But organizationally, they're definitely not, in any sense, the leader of the current protests.
What were Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow charged with?
They were charged with inciting and organizing an unauthorized protest. This was a protest around 2 months ago when protesters surrounded the police headquarters, and they have to report back to court on November 8th. It's likely that that's going to be a procedural hearing only, and the actual trial, if any, will take place, probably at least a year from now.
A lot of these protests, these recent protests, started over the proposed extradition law that Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam tried to introduce. And there are now reports that she actually tried to withdraw this extradition bill in the midst of these protests several weeks ago, and that Beijing rejected her request. Does that news change anything for the protesters out there?
So in terms of the protesters' motivation or calculus, I don't think it changes much. What it does do, though, is actually confirm, the belief that this extradition bill was a very dangerous proposal in the first place, because Carrie Lam argued that she would act as an effective gatekeeper behind any extradition request coming from Beijing. But the latest news, saying that she can't even withdraw a bill without their approval, I think puts a lot of doubt on that initial denial.
The unrest that has rocked Hong Kong, these protests, they've lasted weeks now. How long can this continue? I mean, what's next in your mind?
Obviously, a lot of it is quite fluid. I don't think anyone on either side could have predicted that they lasted as long as they did. So it's a bit of guesswork how long they will last. But at the moment, it doesn't seem like the momentum is dropping. And the longer it lasts, the more things occur that outrage the protesters, such as more and more instances of brutality. And now we get, these mass arrests. So at the moment, it doesn't seem like the momentum is dropping.
Wilson Leung is a lawyer and founder of the Progressive Lawyers Group in Hong Kong. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.